It's important for you as a leader to act with urgency. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And today I want to talk about the importance of acting with urgency. Not only what you need to do as a leader, you want to set the pace for your team and challenge them to get more done in less time. Leaders often will complain to us in our workshops about the lack of urgency that many of their team members have, as if it's, as long as it gets done at some point, it's going to be okay. In the reality, of course, in a competitive business environment, is we need people to hustle. We need to get more work done with less resources. That's key to all of us earning a raise in the future, but also it's just important for the competitiveness of your company. So you as the leader have to act with urgency because that helps set the pace for your whole team. If you send the vibe that says, it's okay, it'll get done when it gets done, your team is going to behave in a similar way, and that's not going to help you generate results for your management team. So I have a few tips for how to increase your sense of urgency and the sense of urgency on your team. First of all, challenge with specificity. And that's a difficult to pronounce word, but basically means be specific with your challenges. In other words, if you want the team to get faster at doing a certain job task or see how many units can be produced in a given period of time, really give them that specific challenge. Name the number and keep encouraging them to see how good we could get, how fast can we get while still maintaining quality, of course, and working safely. So give them these challenges, but be very specific about the targets and keep those targets kind of tight so that you'll be able to motivate them to create urgency in the group. The second tip I have is tighten the timeline. There's something called Parkinson's Law, which is that the time to do a task tends to expand for the time available. So in other words, if you kind of loosen up the timeline, people will tend to use up that time to generate the results. So you as a leader can create urgency by tightening the timeline. For example, even on a meeting, the default for a meeting is it's a 1 hour meeting. You've been in them, they suck. So how do you tighten it down? Maybe make the meeting 30 minutes, maybe make it 22 minutes, maybe make it 40 minutes, but try not to stretch it out to an hour because people feel they need to fill in the time that's available. If you tell your team, guys, we need to finish this order in the next 18 minutes, that's very specific and it tightens the timeline. So it keeps them hustling, right? We're not trying to break people or cause them to burn out or be overwhelmed. We're just trying to get this sense of urgency because that's what drives results. And my third and final tip on how do you create this sense of urgency with your team is to keep pushing. I know it can feel as a leader that you're always pushing your team to do more with less. That's the way business is these days. So you need to keep pushing and prodding. And initially the team might be like, you're pushing us too much. But at the end, what they really want to do is have this sense of winning and accomplishment. And that can come when they've achieved something that they didn't even think was possible. Once you've been good about establishing this sense of urgency in your team, you might want to work on some of the other leadership aspects. And of course, you could do that through our workshops or our online videos, or just maybe buying one of our books that's available on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. And please join in the conversation. I'd love to hear your feedback and even suggestions for future Leader Feeder episodes. And you can do that through our social media channels as well. No matter how we can help you, I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey.